The other thing that I might have mentioned also in the past. However, the mudra of this mudra of the sutra, the developing the power of devotion. And there is mentioned by Buddha, that just to see somebody merely seeing, drawing of the Buddha or form of Buddha, statue, receives greater merit than somebody offered every day 100,000 of divine food. There was food, nectar, there was 100 divine food, okay? There was food. 100 devas food. Then 100 devas dresses. So you offer that many every day. I think it was for eons. So I don't remember how many years, 100 or 100 years or 1,000 years. Don't remember. However, eons. To whom? To the arhats. So I think Simba must have remembered the why am I talking about offerings? So to the arhat, to not one arhat. To realize that the arhat. Not just one arhat. How many arhat? Equivalent number of atoms of the universes. How many arhat? Equivalent number of atoms of the universes. Okay? So they're unbelievable. Wow. Can you imagine atoms of the universes? Can you imagine? Offering every day that many to arahatas, arahatas, equivalent number of atoms, universes. Okay? So many days. It's unbelievable. So here he's talking about somebody who did that, you see? Then somebody who just merely, seeing a statue of Buddha or the drawing Buddha, just merely seeing this one collect numberless great merit. Then, so you see, then the other one. So they compared to, so the other one itself is and even offering to just one artist. The merit is just unlimited. But now here, after equivalent number of atoms of the universe, okay? Every day there was 100 divine food, 100 devas, 100 devas food, 100 devas dresses, okay? So all that, compared to this last one, somebody who see merely seeing statue of Buddha, drawing Buddha, so all those others become small. Merit become, it's not unbelievable, but compared to this, it would be very small. This one is unbelievable. numberless great men in one court. Just a minute when you see, you know, the statue of Buddha, painting, drawing Buddha. So as I mentioned in the past, so there's somebody who is very poor, extremely poor. So now to get more clear understanding about this, you know, the offering to arhats is even just one arhat. The karma, good karma is unbelievable. So mentioned I'm teaching this, so somebody who's very poor offered, some medicinal drink, something, sendra, jimba. Not that question, but maybe some food, you see, medicine, drink, or some food. So offered to a poor monk. Doesn't say that they are Arya monk or who has wisdom directly preceding emptiness. Doesn't say that. Just a poor monk. So very poor person, then they just offer this for a poor monk, you know, on food to the poor monk. So, you see, the next life, this person was born as the, in India, most powerful king, King Kashika, most powerful, most wealthy, you know, most powerful, wealthy king, the next life. You see, the karma was just offering small food to a poor monk, that's it. You know, that's it. So because karma is expandable, you know? Oh, even the virtue is very small, but the result is so big. Karma is expandable. So therefore, you see the result next time, the person was born very powerful king. So King Kashika saw that, you see. So therefore now, so like this, you know, next life, unimaginable, you see, unimaginable for that. So therefore now here, you see, not just one arhat, can you imagine? This is talking about arhat, you know, who completed the five paths of liberation, you see. Liberated from the oceans of some sort of suffering cause and the cause of karma delusion, see. So, arhatas equaling atoms of the universes. Every day we offer hundreds of devas food, means nectar. And then hundreds of devas dress. You see that? So that means unbelievable expense. So one earring or necklace, even though whole human beings' wealth put together, is not enough the cost of the price of the one necklace of devas. You can't get, you see. Even a whole human wealth is not enough for one necklace of devas. So now here, that necklace, but just you can get some idea, you see, 100 devas dress, something unbelievable, you see, expensive, just precious. So you offer every day to that many arhats, can you imagine? So that previous karma, you know, you offer one food for a monk, and next life, unbelievable king, powerful, all the possible. So now here, can you imagine what the result would be? What the result would be, you see, every day, 100, there was food, there was dress, to offer that many arhats, every day. Can you imagine? And for eons. So now here, you know, just you see somebody merely seeing statue, Buddha, drawing Buddha by eyes, collect numberless great merit. So all those other merits, compared to this, small. Can you imagine? Like that. Then it says, there it says that, now if you prostrate, now if much more than that, if you prostrate, make flower offering, incense offering, so forth, you see. So this is giving an idea to the, statue Buddha or whatever. Drawing Buddha, whatever. So if you do this, even prostrate like this, or the, make flower offering, or the incense offering. Now you collect numberless, greater merit than merely seeing statue of drawing Buddha. You see, here, next one, prostrate of a flower, incense. Now, number is greater merit than one before. So, seeing statue Buddha, the drawing Buddha, okay? So, that's amazing. So now, by understanding this subject of karma, you can realize how you are so fortunate, have met Buddha Dharma, because have met Buddha Dharma, this life. So fortunate. Unbelievable fortunate. Unbelievable easy. By this kindness of the Dharma Sangha. Guru Dharma Sangha, can I say? Remember? Guru Dharma Sangha or Dharma Sangha, remember? When we say Buddha Dharma Sangha, then you say it's a including Buddha, so Buddha tree, Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then as originator Buddha Dharma Sangha, then Guru Buddha Dharma Sangha. The life them. Can imagine the life because we met Buddha Dharma or because we met Buddha Dharma. Life became unbelievable easy. Everything like that. To achieve any happiness you wish. Any success, any happiness you wish, to achieve. Not only happiness, future life, not only liberation, but even to achieve enlightenment. Being so easy. So easy to create a cause. Why go to start into this talk? How everything depends. Root of all happiness. This life of happiness, future life, liberation from the enlightenment. And you cause all this happiness to others. Happiness in this life to others in them, happiness in your life to others in them, liberation from samsara to others in them, you cause enlightenment to others in them, or how is it dependent on his dharma, come from his kindness. So what I was saying before, up to now, since we met Buddha Dharma, up to now, us, since we met Buddha Dharma, up to now, all this, imagine now, you can see now, even just with this explanation, you realize how you're so fortunate. Unbelievable. More important. It's like it become said. Unbelievable, easy to overcome. The suffering to achieve liberation in God. So since we met the Dharma up to now, so this unbelievable opportunity is there. So far what we practice. Oh, but close to enlightenment, closer to liberation, closer to enlightenment. Yeah, so what I was saying. Okay. So I was saying the very first thing is to pray is Master. Oh, let's see. long life, you know, holy wish to be succeeded. Yeah, then you see there's the center and yourself. So this prayer, you see, so remember, so there's a place of obstacles. The center here where you learn Dharma, the center where who support, who helps you to practice Dharma. The center is organized, it's an organization who helps you to practice, to understand Dharma, or understand path to get out of suffering, to be liberate yourself from suffering, to achieve enlightenment. Organization who helps you, who creates a condition. You know, yes, yeah. Yes, who helps range place where there's statues, stupa, scriptures that makes unbelievable, easy, say, purifying karma. Just you open the mind, just you open your eyes, the seeing, you know, humble merit. Every time when you center, you see, I'm saying, including that, even just from that, can benefit unimaginable. So bring to plant seed of enlightenment. You see, bring to enlightenment. Who helps you to learn Dharma? See. Protects your life to, what's it, from samsara, you know, towards the end, towards liberation, to enlightenment. Protect you from lordly, protect you from the samsara. Oh, see, towards the liberation, enlightenment, you know, bring, direct. So, say like that. So therefore we need to pray for the obstacles as well as yourself, you see. The most important prayer is to attain the path of enlightenment. That's most important. Otherwise, if you don't attain the path of enlightenment, if you live continuously samsara, it's only suffering. Life is only suffering. All this pleasure we receive, samsara pleasure, all this pleasure we receive, you know, our survival pleasure, comfort, all this we receive by kindness of sentient being. You know, one thing is by shelter. So as I mentioned in the past, you see, shelter. When the house is built, you see, so many sentient beings had to die, had to be killed. In ants, worms, so many sentient beings in the ground, on the ground, in the ground, had to be killed and die. And some other sentient beings who are working had to clean the karma. See that. So that you see. So many, and they've died, suffered. Others clearly come out. So that's how the shelter happened. And that's how you receive your protection for your life and comfort and all that. So you see, so that, and then you see, food. So as I often mentioned that, the one, see, for this one rice, number of sentient beings, you know, to receive this one rice from the field, of course, all those people and having the machine or was the animal or machine plugging the land or so this. Nepal, you know, those other places, India, some use machine, but many use animal. and a very hot sun, and then plug the land, the animals, the people suffer, unbelievable. So anyway, even doing machine, but there are so many mice, and many ants, worms, so many have killed, and died. So they... the first of all, there's a forest. The forest had been burned, you know, trees had been burned, and the field, you see, to grow food. So that, you see, so medicine went to die, you see, and harm, and killed him. So this is how you get the food, and you don't do it just for one rice. You don't all have one of this for this one rice, you know. But for many rice, you see. So what I'm saying is so you see now you see and so this this plate of rice, okay? This one rice, you know, from this one rice. Come from another rice, that come from another rice, that come from another rice. So, how many thousands of years ago since the rice happened in this world? Can you imagine how many thousands of years ago since this rice, lineage of rice, this one rice, you see? Came from another rice, this one came from another rice, another rice, you see? If you think of all that, the genesis. Not generation. Abolition.
Evolution.
So you can see now how many sentient beings suffered. Numberless sentient beings suffered for this, died for this, harmed other sentient beings for this food. Can you for just lineage? Just evolution of one rice. Can you imagine numberless sentient beings die, somebody died, kill harm others. So this plate, this whole plate rice, every rice is like that. Can you imagine numberless sentient beings suffered, died, and they killed. And to kill harm others. So is it for this rice? This lineage of rice, you see. Lineage of evolution of this rice. Okay. So then, can imagine. So then finally, you see, you eat this. Then you survive your life. You get comfort, you know. Comfort, you see. You're able to survive in your life. Amazing. See? So like this. You know, being samsara. That's it. You see? if you don't attend the path, if you don't meditate, if you don't learn Dharma, if you don't attend the path, if you don't cease the cause of suffering, delusion, karma, so constantly have to suffer samsara. As one has been suffering, as one has been suffering from beginning his rebirth in samsara. So it's because we don't know, we don't have, you see, neither omniscience nor clairvoyance, you know, nor something. Even though clairvoyance, they can remember past lives, can see future lives, can remember past hundreds and thousands, even one past life, even just life before this, can remember. Imagine, can remember 100,000 from beginning of sleep, but you know, sometimes I can't remember. And then what we have experienced honestly also. Sometimes it is they cannot see the future, so doesn't fail. So you see, you think of all of this life, and that's it. You know, think of all this life. So then, but it must be dinner time now. Is that right? Oh, not yet. Do you want dinner time? When is dinner time? About now. Okay. So like this, how much do you have to suffer for your life? You know, for your health, for your survival. So, number of they have to suffer. They have died. See, by that. Let's see. Then, send them also. Then also clothing, no, send. And many things, see. What we wear came from animals, you know. Their skins or whatever, just things, you know, their hair, or silk, you know, all the silk dress. They had to burn in the, they had to put in the hot, boiling hot water. And then it comes to sleep. But so much suffering. However, so many sentient beings suffered for this, even the dress, you see, we get comfort with the protection. You know, unbelievable. So if you think the evolution, it's coming there, it's coming there, it's coming there, it's coming there, everything evolution back, you see. Unbelievable. So this is how we say, live life, you know, live life. Survive, live life. You know, how do we get comfort like that? So very unbearable. You see, if you don't practice Dharma, the life, you don't practice Dharma, don't learn Dharma, don't practice Dharma. If you don't pray, if you have any such prayers to have realization of path of enlightenment, at least even path of liberation. If you don't do that, you know, if you don't do that, then, you see. So it looks like that. So longer we in samsara, sentiment happy summer for your life, for your happiness. You know, that. So it's a very unimaginable, unbearable. Unbearable. So there we see. To have realization of the this. Renunciation. Without renunciation, you can't reach liberation. So, without realization, emptiness. You see, there's an antidote to samsara. Cannot stop suffering samsara. There's an antidote to the root of samsara, the ignorance. You cannot eliminate that. Without realization, emptiness. That you see, also. So then, without realization, bodhicitta, can't achieve enlightenment. not on that, then your actions, actions of body, spirit, mind, eating, walking, sleeping, and not on meditation, there's meditation or prayer or even Dharma books, however, include those. Then even eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, many hours of doing job, all this doesn't bring cause to achieve enlightenment, doesn't bring cause to achieve liberation from samsara, doesn't become the antidote to samsara, the root of samsara, the ignorance, and the antidote to that. So become without the three pins of path, realization three pins of path, so the so it becomes called samsara, that is the law, and then even the law realms like that. The very root, the quick way, the quick way to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring to enlightenment. Quick way, and by practicing tantra. The very root to make everything successful is the guru devotion. So they have guru yoga, they practice guru yoga. So they, And not guru yoga, but dinner. Dinner guru yoga. Tāke chīnyē sāpē kēwā tētīndā tōngā tōngā tāngā 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 tā